Curriculum Extra 3, Exercise 2.
Sherlock Holmes and the Duke's Son. Holmes began at once to work on the case. We looked carefully all through the boy's bedroom and the German teacher's room. We looked at the ivy on the wall, and we saw the footprints under the German teacher's window. But we learnt nothing new. Holmes then left the house and only came back after 11 o'clock. He had with him a large map. "This case is beginning to get interesting, Watson," he said. "Look at this map. Here is the school, you see, and here is the road. So, did the boy and the teacher go along the road when they left?" "No, Watson, they did not."
"How do you know that, Holmes?" I asked.
"Because there was a policeman here from midnight to 6 in the morning, and he saw nobody on the road. And here, at the other end, you see, is the White Horse Inn. A woman there was ill, and the family watched the road all night, waiting for the doctor. The doctor didn't come until the morning, and the family saw nobody on the road. So the boy and the teacher did not go by road."
"But Holmes, what about the bicycle?" I asked.
"Yes, Watson. But first, let's look to the south and the north. To the south, we have a big river. No bicycles there. And to the north, we have the trees, called Ragged Shore. And then a great moor."
"But the bicycle?" I asked again.
"Yes, yes, Watson," Holmes said. "It is possible to ride a bicycle across the moor. Difficult, but possible."